this is not an advertisement, but this book is quite good. It's about 3 volume, Aryamaga Bhavana. So I will start with the first one, with Selective Thinking Meditation Guide. But on the last few days ago, few session, Bhante have explained about the Dhammacakka and Dhammacakka Pavattana, and also Bhante also explained about the Four Noble Truth. So today I'm going to start with the first Aryamaga, that means the Sublime Eightfold Way. With the first one is Sammaditti. A lot of Western scholars have translated Samma as right, Ditti as understanding, view, and resolution. In Bhante books, Bhante have translated Sammaditti as harmonious perspective. So I would like to request Bhante to enlighten us about the different meaning about the Western. They translate as Sammaditti as right understanding, and Bhante translated Sammaditti as harmonious perspective. So could Bhante enlighten us? Thank you.
Well, the important thing is to understand the meaning of the Pali words of the Buddha. Sammaditti. The word Samma, if you look in the dictionary, you will begin to see that Samma means harmony. So Sammaditti. Ditti means the way you look at something. Ditti. So the way you look at means you can look at something from different angles, and the angle of vision is what is called perspective. The perspective is the angle from which you look. And harmonious perspective is to look at something not from one angle. Because if you look at something from one angle, another person looking at it from another angle might disagree with you. And this has been explained by the Buddha by using the story of the elephant and the blind man. How the blind man, one man touches the legs of the elephant and says the elephant is like a tree. Another man touches the body of the elephant and says the elephant is like a wall, and so on. So different parts seem to be different. So this is why it is important to look at things from different angles so that you see the elephant in the full way. So in the same way, you can look at your experience from all angles, and then only you begin to see the whole picture. So that when you look at that, it will not cause any conflict. And that is why it is called harmonious. Harmony means absence of conflict. So you will have no conflicts when you look at something from all angles. So the harmonious perspective is to look at something from all angles. That is the harmonious perspective. But here we are looking at experience. We are looking at experience. And experience can be seen from different angles. So we don't come in conflict with anyone. This is why the Buddha says, I do not dispute with the world, but the world disputes with me. The Buddha doesn't dispute with the world because he doesn't come in conflict with anyone, because he sees things from all angles. But other people see only one angle and then they come in conflict. That's the meaning of that. So it's not just right and wrong. It is just the harmonious perspective. Where there is no right or wrong in the harmonious perspective. When you speak of right view, then you are in conflict with another view, which you consider to be a wrong view. So that is why we translate it as the harmonious perspective.
Yeah, it's true. When I read this, what they call it, the sutta called Brahmajala Sutta.
Brahmajala Sutta.
Then this one translation where keep me off guard. Keep me off guard. Because they say that book mentioned 62 wrong views. Is it like what Bhante say? That harmonious perspective. That means if you say right view, I mean your view is right, other people's view is wrong. So that particular book that translated by Maurice Walsh and those English translation, that word 60 wrong views, is I feel is not the accurate translation.
Yeah.
Because they say my view is right, other view is wrong. So I personally I will put 62 schools of thoughts. Because there's
not even that. You know, the people who translate these things, they don't understand these things properly. What happens is that Brahmajala Sutra really talks about these 62 angles of vision. These are not really views that were present during the time of the Buddha in India or something, which is not correct. Those 62 views were not there in India. Here the Buddha was talking about 62 ways of thinking. Not that they were present anywhere. But these are the 62 possible ways of looking at. And here the Buddha, what is called the Brahmajala, means the net of Brahma. That is what it means. Jala means the net. And Brahma is supposed to be the creator of the world. And this Brahma, if we take that same meaning, the Brahma, the creator of the world, sees things from all angles. That means he is looking from all angles. And so what the Buddha is pointing out is that now the Buddha looks at it from all angles and he is showing 62 angles of seeing things. And what he is doing is, with one view, he is attacking all the 62 views. That is the meaning of Brahmajala. A net that gets hold of all the views, just like a fisherman putting a net to catch the fish. With that one net, he gets hold of many fish and he's taking out. So in the same way, the Brahmajala is the big Brahma. There means a big one, a big net. He puts and gets hold of all those views with one objection. And what is that one objection? That is, at the end of that sutra, the Buddha points out that one objection to all the views. Do you know what that is? That even the translators didn't understand that. The one view is that it is simply a view. That is the reason. That it is.
But it.
In that book also, they say separated into two school of thoughts. Is it correct?
No. There is no two schools of thought there. There is only one objection to all the views, and that it is a view.
Yeah, but they said about two Udichirvada and Sasatvada, these two material and immaterial.
No, those are all the translators who do that. It is not in the sutra.
Then about the two system where the Buddha said avoid these two, that Attakila Matu Yoga and Kammadi Sukhani Yoga in the Dhammacakkappavattana?
That is a different thing. That's a different thing. There is a middle path. In this one, there is no such thing. He points out that it is a view, and because it is a view, it is not a truth. A view is not a truth. And if you get hold of views,
A view also can be called a concept, no?
It's a concept. Yeah.
But they hear you talking. Can hear. It's concept.
Now through the mic only can
hear you. No, that red mic is a new mic, very sensitive.
Oh.
You speak now also he can hear. Say something. As you speak. That is a special mic. Pick up your voice also right now.
In this book also Bhante mentioned something about the what do you call it? This passion leads to compassion, happiness, tranquility, insight. Can Bhante elaborate more?
Say it again.
In this book, Bhante mentioned harmonious perspective leads to this passion, then leads to compassion, happiness, tranquility, insight, and then leading to further this passion. Can Bhante elaborate more?
That is once you have acquired the harmonious perspective, the passion disappears. That is the meaning. Now, yesterday in our talk, we were talking about this point of view. The existence itself is created by our thinking. And by thinking, we create the idea of existence, because we have been seeing from different angles, and by seeing from different angles, we are able to understand that the object that we are thinking of is a creation by... Now, if you take a camera and take a picture of this room, how many pictures do you have? One picture turned this way, another picture turned this way. They are all different pictures. But when we think of the room, we are thinking of all those pictures. And there is no real room. The room is created by putting all these pictures together. So that means the room we are thinking of is a creation of our mind. It's not... So in the same way, every object that we look at is a creation of our mind. So if it is a creation of our mind, it is not really existing. And if it is not really existing, we are becoming attached to something that is not even existing. You see? So when we understand that... When we understand that, that creates dispassion. So, and from dispassion, we become, our attention goes to the all beings who are suffering from this delusion. So we have compassion for all beings. So dispassion leads to compassion. And when we have compassion, the self disappears. Because with the compassion, all self-centered thinking disappears. When all self-centered thinking disappears, all unhappiness disappears. Because all unhappiness is self-centered. And when all unhappiness disappears, then we become happy as a result. So that is the happiness of selflessness. And that happiness is not an emotional excitement. It's a calm, tranquil state. And that calm, tranquil state, which is free from all unhappiness, is not affected by whatever goes on in the world. The changing vicissitudes of life don't disturb that state of tranquility of mind. And that state of tranquility is centered within, focused within. That is the upekkha. And when it is focused within, we are not focusing on the object. We are focusing on the process of perception itself. And when we become aware of the process of perception, we are free of the existential thinking and we get into experiential thinking, which is the liberation from all suffering. Did you get that?
Take time for me to understand.
There is the one. Let's say Bhante just now mentioned about radiate loving kindness to beings.
Yeah.
They go one, usually we used to say, may I be well and happy.
Mm-hmm.
There's still this I. Is it correct?
No, the may I be well and happy is the starting point. The starting point, we are self-centered at the beginning. Now, from that self-centered state, we are gradually expanding outwards. Just as I should be well and happy, may all beings in this room be well and happy. Just as all beings in this room be well and happy, may all beings in this whole city be well and happy. And gradually you go out. It's a gradual process. You start with yourself. That is why that meditation is like that. And you go out to the whole universe and even beyond the universe to all spheres of existence.
Any question?
Now they say, nowadays there's got two method. Some say vipassana, some say samatha.
These are not two methods. That is the mistake. This is a gradual process which starts with sila, then samadhi and panya. So first you practice sila, which is disciplining your behavior. Then you purify your mind or calm the mind. That calming is the samadhi. And then that emotional excitement comes from the way you think. And therefore you begin to change the way you think. And that is panya. So the meditation to achieve samadhi is called samatha bhavana. And the meditation to change your thinking, panya, is called vipassana bhavana. So it's a gradual process of development. These are not simply two separate methods of meditation. Yeah.
I saw in the Bhante book, Bhante mentioned that before starting meditation, it is good to do anusati.
Yeah, anusati.
Can Bhante explain that?
Anusati means, sati means attention. Anusati means according to. Anusati means thinking in according to. That means you are. It's a comparison. Comparison. That means you start with thinking of the Buddha. That is called Buddha Anusati. Then you think of the Dhamma. That is called Dhamma Anusati. Then you think of the Sangha. Sangha Anusati. That means you are thinking of dispassion, compassion, happiness, tranquility, and insight. But in comparison to the Buddha, in other words, you are saying that the Buddha is perfect in dispassion, compassion, happiness, tranquility, and insight. Then you think of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is explaining how to cultivate dispassion, compassion, tranquility, insight. And then when you think of the Sangha, you are thinking of those followers of the Buddha who are practicing dispassion, compassion, happiness, tranquility, and wisdom. So this is what is called anusati. Anusati means you are thinking of those same qualities, but in comparison to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha.
If there is another way of doing without doing this anusati?
There are other ways, but we begin this way because this it is easier to get into it by doing it this way, because we are making pictures. You see, the important thing is okay, now in the what is called the Noble Eightfold Path, the beginning is Sammaditti. So Sammaditti is to understand the Four Noble Truths. So when you understand that, the next step is Samma Sankappa. What is Samma Sankappa? The Samma Sankappa, the word Sankappa refers to imagination. There are two ways of thinking: verbal thinking and visual thinking. The verbal thinking is called vitakka. Visual thinking is called sankappa. So here, the samma sankappa is you are doing visual thinking. So visual thinking means imagining. So we begin by this visual thinking, which is to think of the Buddha. Just to think of dispassion, compassion, happiness, tranquility, these are words. So instead of thinking of words, we are beginning to think of images. So the Buddha is an image. So by thinking of the Buddha, we are thinking of the image Buddha as having dispassion, compassion, happiness, tranquility, and insight. Buddha is a person who is having these qualities. Then we think of the Dhamma as the teaching of the Buddha. then we begin to understand what is the meaning of dispassion, what is the meaning of compassion, and that is the Dhamma. Then we begin to think of the Sangha, the followers of the Buddha who are practicing dispassion, compassion, happiness. So this is just the visual thinking, Samma Sankappa. And in that visual thinking, we are directing our mind towards a goal. That is why I call it the goal orientation. So because we have understood that the cause of suffering is the emotion, so our goal then is to be free of emotions. And the freedom from emotion is seen in the form of the Buddha. Buddha is that person who is free from emotion. And that Buddha becomes our goal. That is the orientation. Like taking a U-turn. If you have been going towards north, now you are going towards south. That is the Samma Sankappa. The Samma Sankappa is Nekamma Sankappa, Avyapada Sankappa, Avihinsa Sankappa. Nekamma means to give up the pursuit of sensual pleasures. And hatred of pain. Nekamma Sankappa, Avyapada Sankappa means to be free from hatred. And Avihinsa Sankappa, you do not hurt anyone in the world. And that is where you get into Samma Vacha, Samma Kammanta, Samma Ajiva. So gradually you are turning in the opposite direction. Now you are going in that opposite direction. Once you have turned your vehicle in the opposite direction, then when you press the accelerator, it goes only in that direction. It doesn't go in the opposite direction. So that is the sila part. You automatically enter the sila once you have turned in the opposite direction. So you have turned in the direction of the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. That is what has happened. That is why I call it the reorientation.
I think
understood.
Yeah, understood.
Ah.
Very clear.
Yeah.
We call it a day.
Okay.
Isha merit.
Oh, share the merit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Share,
you do it, huh? Yeah.